The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the Internet. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another Saturday of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio, as you all know, is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, March the 28th, mark that date on your calendar, annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. The event will begin at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served promptly at 6. Tickets are still available. Individual tickets on sale for $50, or perhaps you would like to have a table sponsorship for that particular evening. Or perhaps you'd like to support Walla Walla High School Athletics by bidding on several of the live and silent auction items that will be available on March the 28th. For the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. It will get underway at 5 o'clock on the evening of March the 28th. Our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And as you all know, our three-point field goals are presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to a dynamic duo, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. They will donate $10 to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point field goal made by the Blue Devil boys and girls basketball teams this season. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and the sidelines will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And he is back again. He's back to join us for another weekend, another Saturday of Walla Walla High School basketball in your home for Blue Devil Radio. And Peter Allen, last night a very difficult one for the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams at Kamiokin. The Lady Blue Devils coming up short by a score of 57-34. The boys were defeated by a final count of 55-38.
Well, Roy, you know, it, for the girls, it was really fundamentally just they couldn't buy a bucket, especially in the second half. I don't know what the numbers were, but they can't have shot over 15% from the field. I think they only scored 3 points in the third quarter. So if hopefully the lid will come off today for them. On the boys' side, you know, a little bit of the same thing. Nile Dumpser really struggled from the outside, which, you know, limited our ability to get inside against a pretty big Kamiakin team, and they just out-physicaled us on the board. So, but all in all, both teams played fairly well, just didn't go down for us.
Without question, and I understand you had a chance to speak to Coach Park last night, right?
I did. I think his insights on at least the Kamiakin game were, frankly, that it got to the girls after a little while as they saw shots not fall, bunnies not fall at the bucket. But, you know, that happens. But they're excited and positive about the game today. You know, Kennewick is certainly a good team. They have some good players, but they're not so good that we can't get them here at home.
Well, I think that's true. And when you look at the last meeting between the two teams at the Lions Den in Kennewick on January 3rd, you'll look at the final score and think, well, Kennewick had its way, winning by double figures, 57-45. But it was 34-33 in the third quarter.
Yeah, really, if you look at the breakdowns of scoring in all of the quarters, really only the first quarter Kennewick hurt us, 21-9. The rest of the way, we actually won. So I think if we can defend their stud, Riley Bendewald, the way we did in the first game, limiting her to 8 points, which is 11 under her season average, that will pay dividends. And then if we can get out on Perry, their other great player, then we'll be in great shape. And the fact of the matter is, and the story of the last week is really the return of Bridget Boyd. That is going to give us a lot more optionality on defense. And talking to Coach Clark, they're gonna go after Emily Perry with two really experienced and good players in Bridget Boyd and Lucy Billingsley. So hopefully she'll have a tougher time hurting us this time.
And now continuing our segment sponsor mentions, our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. We are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. As you all know, our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we will feature halftime statistics presented by our good friends Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame shows this season, as you all know, presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during that postgame show presented by Chevelle Construction, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show for the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader, we will have starting lineups for you presented by Todd Kimball. Also have a Coach's Corner interview for you with Wahai Girls Basketball Coach Mike Clark. But coming up next, a player profile segment presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We will have that player profile interview for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium on this Saturday afternoon after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined the second time around by Bridget Boyd, a senior member of the Wahai girls basketball team. And Bridget, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Monday practice leading into a weekend of Mid-Columbia Conference games at Kamiokan on Friday and a home game with Kennewick on Saturday. Let's look back at what happened last week. Two wins in three games for the Blue Devils, and at one point, the Blue Devils won 4 of 5 games prior to that disappointing loss to Hermiston last Saturday. But the week got off to a very good start with an overwhelming win at Hanford, a final score of 70-32. And how cool was it to be back?
It was really nice to get back into it. I was definitely missing playing. I was proud of our team. I thought we handled it really well. We played good defense, and it was super fun to just have my first points and see my team celebrating me. It was nice.
And I'll bet you'll be shocked by this. One of the most excited people was one Corinne Hayes.
Yes, she's one of my biggest supporters. It's been really great, like, growing up with her. And just, we played so many sports together, so it was really exciting when we gave each other a high five after, and it felt nice.
And in a player profile interview conducted, should have aired last evening prior to the Kamiokan matchup, she talked about the relationship that the two of you have forged over the last decade or so. Now, I got her take on it. What is your take on it?
Well, she's kind of like a built-in sister. Our families are really close, too. Just someone I can always talk to, and she's just been there for me through a lot, and it's been really nice to have our friendship and met so young.
And I suspect it's nice to get some support from some 3,000 miles away. Grandma and Grandpa have become quite the loyal listeners.
Yes. Hi, Granny Franny. Hi, Grandpa. Thanks for always watching and listening.
Now, I gotta ask, do they think I'm being fair to you?
They love it. Yes, they do.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Otherwise, I'm going to have to clean up my act over these last few games of this 2025-26 season. And speaking of 2025 and 26, as we're conducting this interview, it's after a Monday practice, and just 5 regular season games remain. Hard to believe?
I know. It's gone by fast, especially, like, sitting out a lot of it. It's like, it's surreal. It's coming to an end for sure.
Now, the time that you sat out due to that injury that you suffered in December would have been very easy to maybe be a little standoffish, aloof, and so forth, but that's not Bridget Boyd. That is not in your DNA without question. So how did you spend the time? Were you lending your expertise? Were you perhaps pointing things out to Coach Clark and Coach Corum on occasion?
Yeah, I definitely was a little bit of a coach when I was sitting out, but it honestly is kind of a blessing in disguise. I feel like we got a lot of our players in that like wouldn't necessarily have played, like younger players developed in these games that I've been out, or Corinne was out in the beginning, Gracie was out with a concussion for a little bit. So like going into the end of the season, a lot of girls have gotten a lot of playing time and like have gotten used to how fast paced being on like a varsity team is. So it was good.
And I take it you can relate to that, because it wasn't long ago you and Corinne Hayes were the ones that were the puppies, the babies, if you will, and you started out taking those baby steps in that and gotten to the point now where you're the seasoned veteran, so to speak, and you can lend your experiences to the freshmen on this year's team.
Yeah, no, I definitely remember coming in as a freshman and being a little stressed and like having turnovers here and there that you're just getting used to like playing with people you haven't necessarily played with and like in a speed of a game that's much quicker.
Now, you know darn good and well the one memory that I'm going to bring up in your career. I mean, you've had many, make no mistake about it, but I cannot get out of my mind that baseline jumper at Chiawana that put the Blue Devils over the top, and what a tremendous win that was. And to do it on Chiawana's home court made it even more special.
Yeah, it was awesome beating Chiawana, and it was also awesome like to be given the opportunity to play in those late minutes. I know some people fouled out, but it was a good memory.
And let's reiterate what is in your future once you leave Walla Walla High School, or perhaps if you've got something going on this spring.
I'm still deciding about my future. But, yeah, I'll be playing some spring soccer, and hopefully I stay in the gym with basketball. So.
Well, sounds like a plan to me. And the regular season is winding down, but Blue Devil Nation, this is a young lady that will stay in our hearts for an awfully long time. And we want to thank Bridget Boyd very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate, Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head Coach Mike Clark, as we are conducting this interview, it is after a Monday evening practice leading into a weekend of Mid-Columbia Conference games for the Wahigh Blue Devil girls. The girls were scheduled to play at Kamiokan on Friday, scheduled to host Kennewick on Saturday. And I'd like you to talk about this recent stretch that the Blue Devils had. Prior to the game last Saturday in the Wahigh gym with Hermiston, the Blue Devils, who at one time were 2-5 in conference play, you look up again, 6-6.
Yeah, we had a good little stretch, and we put ourselves in a position where we can kind of climb the 3A rankings. And so that makes this weekend really, really important. We've got a tough one on at Kamiokan on Friday, and then we get Kennewick at home, and we feel like we can compete with both of those teams. So we're looking forward to it.
And you certainly proved in the first meetings with those two ball clubs that, yes, you can hang with them. The Kamiokan game, have to reiterate, it was a tie game in the fourth quarter. It was tied at 45. And at Kennewick the next night, the Blue Devils, who struggled early in that game, battled their way back and were down by just 1 point, 34-33 in the third quarter.
Yeah, and in both those games, we didn't have Bridget Boyd. So her coming back for her senior leadership, both on and off the court, is just huge for us. She's our best communicator defensively, and she makes us a different team. So we're looking forward to having her back and hopefully being at full strength this weekend.
And certainly she is a young lady that when she wasn't playing, I suspect that she still brought some intangibles.
Absolutely. She reminds me a little bit of Jay last year, who was injured the whole year. But she came to film, and she would add little insights to help her teammates. And Bridget has done the same thing. She's helped with film the whole time she was gone. And she has insight from playing 4 years of multiple sports at the varsity level. And she brings great leadership to our younger kids, and she's just a great kid to have around, whether she's playing or not. But we're sure happy she's back on the court.
And to coin a phrase from my late great Aunt Mary Gunberg, she brings a little bit of this and a little bit of that, without question. And I can't believe, are three quarters of the way through this 2025-26 season. And as we look at the first three quarters of the season, I'm thinking that the biggest win, arguably, was at Richland to start that stretch of 4 wins in 5 games.
Yeah, it's a big win. Anytime you can win on the road in our league is important. And beating Richland, who's in the top half of the league, was a good win for us. And it kind of set us up for some confidence going into some other games. So now we need to get back on that winning streak and pick up a win that will help us move up in the rankings.
And certainly no worries about letdown after that Richland game. Blue Devils came out strong against Pasco and won convincingly 59-31. And last week, playing Hanford and Sageview, both teams struggling, but certainly not a situation where you want to take anybody lightly. And the Blue Devils did anything but that last Tuesday night and last Friday night.
Yeah, I've been pleased with my girls that they haven't let anything get in the way of them being teams that they're supposed to. And with girls who are 14 to 17 years old, you just never know. But to their credit, they have maintained focus, and they've come into games and had intensity right from the start, so that those teams that you're supposed to beat never feel like they're in the game.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside at the Wahai Gym. The starting lineups, they are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Kennewick Lions, as announced by head coach Darren Santo. Riley Bendewald at forward, 6 feet tall and a senior. Macy Davis at guard, 5'1 and a senior. Emily Perry at forward, 5 feet 7 inches tall and a senior. Caden Sparhawk at guard, 5'1 and a senior. And Kira Suss at forward, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. At guard, Molly Franklin, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Bridget Boyd at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. Starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And we will continue our Hutchins Family Farm pregame show from the Wahai Gym after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. In just a few minutes, the Wahai Blue Devil girls will be kicking off the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader against the Kennewick Lions. And we can now continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by looking at what happened last evening in Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball. Hermiston defeated Sageview 71-5. Richland went on the road and won at Pasco 72-37. Wahai Blue Devils last night losing at Kamiakin 57-34. Chiawana continues to roll. They win at Southridge 63-44. And Kennewick won at home over Hanford by a final score of 68-29. And Peter, really no surprises last night.
No. You know, I was talking to Coach Clark, and it's a tight league. Mike made the observation that the boys and the girls here at Wahai have the same record. The boys are sitting second in the 3A standings. The girls are sitting fourth. It's just a really tight division, and a win here tonight would hopefully keep us from going up to districts in Spokane two nights in a row. So hopefully we can get that done.
As far as the Mid-Columbia Conference schedule for today is concerned, Haskell is at Sageview, Kamiakin is at Hermiston, Richland is hosting Chiawana, and of course the Kennewick Lions here in the Wahai Gym to oppose the Wahai Lady Blue Devils. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we'll be back to the Wahai Gym to get this game underway on this Saturday afternoon after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wall High Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia. We're coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside prior to a Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wall High Blue Devils and Kennewick Lions. And Peter, should be a very intriguing matchup this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, Kennewick is one of the better teams on the 3A side in the MCC. A little bit smaller than most teams, so I know that Mike Clark was hoping to get some exploitation. We've got a little bit bigger team across the board. You know, we need to guard their stud, Bendewald, down low with Corinne Hayes. But other than that, I think we can exploit some mismatches tonight.
I think you're absolutely right. And, again, we hearken back to that matchup 4 weeks ago in the Lions' Den where it looked like the Blue Devils were going to get blown out in the first quarter. Trailed at 21-8, trailed 21-9 after the first quarter, but slowly but steadily crept back and made it a very interesting game in the third quarter. But then Kennewick had a stretch where they hit three threes to go from a one-point lead to a double-figure lead.
Yes, they shot the ball from beyond the arc pretty well, hitting about 33% of theirs to our 23. So we did a good job containing the inside presence, but we got to get out on three. You know, having a full team back and totally ready to go, we should be able to do that.
And I know one thing, the Easter season, not quite upon us yet, maybe a couple of months or so away, but certainly a night where the Blue Devils, unlike last night at Kamiakin, need to make some friends down in the low block, more specifically converting some bunnies.
Yes, yeah, we struggled. Talked to some of the girls last night after the game, and they were very frustrated at their inability to close at the rim. Mathematical principle of reversion to the mean. Hopefully we can strongly revert to the mean of making our layups here tonight.
Well, the starting lineups being announced to this crowd assembled here at the Wall High Gym. And in just a few moments, we will pause for the playing of our national anthem, compliments of the Walla Walla High School Pep Band. And after that, we'll be on to basketball, the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Saturday afternoon. And now from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, here is our national anthem. Now, the Wall High Fight Song! And our first quarter this afternoon is presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Delilah Franzen will jump center for the Blue Devils, and she'll be opposed in the center circle by Bendewald of the Kennewick Lions. And we are underway. Corinne Hayes controls the tip near side to Bridget Boyd. We are underway at 3:24 on this Saturday afternoon and delighted to have you with us. High post Hayes drives far side, puts it up off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound off to Kennewick, taken by Perry. Past the front court near side, stolen by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley, middle of the floor, almost had the ball knocked away from behind, but a reach-in foul is going to be called in the lane, Peter.
Well, it was great to see Delilah Franson win the tip there. I thought Delilah last night was really a bright spot for the Blue Devils. She really hustled on both sides of the floor, brought down some good boards, and provided some juice for the ladies. So hopefully she does the same today.
And an offensive foul going to be called after the Blue Devils inbounded on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Offensive foul called on Delilah Franson of the Blue Devils, perhaps for an illegal screen, as Corinne Hayes accepted that out-of-bounds pass. Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Looping pass inside for Bendewald. Reverse lay-in no good, but she is fouled.
Looks like that it might be on Franson as well. So that's two quick ones. Not a great start for us on the foul trouble tip.
Not at all. Two quick fouls on Delilah Franson, and in mere moments we will have a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce will check into the Wahigh lineup as Bendewald misses the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, Peter.
Well, I think it's time for the announcer curse again. Bendewald shooting 78.4% from the line tonight and missed the first one. Let's see if she can do it again for us.
She does not.
Oh, well.
Well, hey.
It was worth a shot.
When somebody that good splits, that's actually a moral victory in a way.
Absolutely.
And Kennewick leads 1-0. Far side, here is Billingsley. Up top, Corinne Hayes. Hayes driving far side all the way, and she scores!
There we go. Corinne had some struggles last night near the hoop, so hopefully that'll get her going.
Kennewick in possession. Ball lost in the lane, taken by Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court, far side, near side for Franklin. Bounce it on the near wing to Bridget Boyd. She'll bounce it inside for Gracie Pierce. Almost tied up, gets away from Bendewald, puts it up and missed it. And the rebound comes off to Kennewick, taken by Sparhawk. Pass on the near side to Davis. Davis on the wing, top of the key to Perry. Perry driving far side, left-handed lay-in up and good for Emily Perry.
Emily Perry had a great game against us in the first tip. We really are going to have to work hard to keep her from doing it again.
3-2 Kennewick, 6:25 and counting left in the first quarter. A turnover near side by the Blue Devils. Kennewick with the steal. Here is Perry, far side. Hits in the far corner, wide open at Sparhawk for three. She missed it, thankfully, and the rebound off to Gracie Pierce. And now to Corinne Hayes. Hayes top of the key, pass inside, deflected once, twice, and out of bounds. And the ball back to Kennewick. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over with 6:07 left in the first.
I really like our energy so far, Roy. They're really moving the ball well, starting to take advantage of our size difference. So good start from the ladies today.
Here is Perry into the lane, got a screen near side from Bendewald, missed a left-handed lay-in, rebound off to Bendewald, and Bendewald is fouled.
Got to be careful. They're going to go down to her all night. She leads the league in field goals. You know, we can't keep fouling her down there. That's three on our post, so hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble.
That foul was on Gracie Pierce, her first and the team's third. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bendewald is up and good, and Kennewick leads by a score of 4-2. The second attempt rattles in, and it's 5-2 in favor of Kennewick. 5:50 and counting left in the first quarter. Bridget Boyd, far side to Franklin. In the far corner to Billingsley, high post to Hayes. Hayes goes down, and the ball taken by Kennewick. Taken by Sparhawk. Here is Bendewald at the free throw line. Gets it on the far side for a three-point attempt by Perry that is no good. Rebound off to Bendewald. Spin move in the lane. She'll put it up no, but a blocking foul is going to be called. Looked like she backed into Molly Franklin, but they're going to call the foul on Molly Franklin, Peter.
I thought it was good defense. It's tough to officiate these games, especially on the block charge rule, but that one was a little suspect in my opinion.
5:32 left in the first quarter. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bendewald is up and good. It's as if she has lived at the free throw line here in the first quarter. That is attempt number 5 for Bendewald. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt, line drive shot is no good, and the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes front court with the basketball.
Bounce pass inside for Pierce. Far corner Franklin. Three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Bridget Boyd. And the ball back to Kennewick.
Yeah, we have to keep Bendewald off the line. We just don't have the personnel, even though we are a relatively deep team. But too many fouls too early for our girls.
There's a nice knockaway far side by Gracie Pierce. Stationed down in the low block was Suss. Pass from the far side knocked out of bounds by Gracie. And Kennewick will inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Bendewald to get it in. Gets it in the far corner. Now it is up top. Suss with the basketball top of the key. Bounces it in for Bendewald against Bridget Boyd. Puts the ball up and in. Bendewald with a half dozen points. Blue Devils get sloppy in the front court, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Kennewick, knocked out of bounds by Davis, and the Blue Devils will retain with 4:57 left in period one. 8-2 in favor of Kennewick. Ball to be inbounded near side by Boyd, gets it in for Pierce, bobbled it, dribbled it in the back court, and an unforced error gives the ball back to Kennewick.
Just a little bit too close to the 5 seconds, so we had to rush to get it in. And here Coach Clark calls a timeout to settle down our ladies.
4:56 left in the first quarter, 8-2 Kennewick, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. 8-2 in favor of Kennewick. Bendewald with the basketball inside. Reverse lay-in up and good.
We had her down underneath the basket there, and she just slipped up and laid that in. That's the mark of a senior talented player.
Here's a pass near side, knocked away, recovered by Pierce. Up top to Hayes, a three on the way by Corinne. Off the front of the rim, no good. We're going to have a rebounding foul called. It's going to be called on whom? It's called on Gracie Pierce.
That was not the call that we needed, Roy. That puts Gracie with two and Delilah with two. So our front court is already dealing with foul issues way, way too early in this game.
And Davis to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is no good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Kayla Creason, who was out last night due to illness, replaces Gracie Pierce, who picked up her second personal foul just moments ago. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Davis. Perfect. Kennewick has attempted 8 free throws here in the first quarter. Kennewick leads 11-2. Hayes near side to Boyd. Bridget a couple of dribbles. Bouncing inside for Hayes. Shot put up. No good. Off the back of the rim, but a foul called. And nice execution by the Blue Devils.
It would have been nice to get that one to go down for an and one, but the bucket just didn't open up. But Corinne at the line, and she's a solid free throw shooter.
That foul was called on Sparhawk, her first and the team's second. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw missed by Corinne Hayes. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Kennewick. Elena Goodnight checks in along with Olivia Weiberg. 4:09 left in the first, 11-2 in favor of Kennewick. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw misses, but Bridget Boyd gets the rebound, dribbles to the near side and stops. Closely on her is Suss. On the wing to Franklin, bounce pass inside, and now as a reverse lay-in attempted, no good by Bridget Boyd. And Kennewick comes the other way. Here is Weiberg near side. Now they get it up top to Goodnight. Pass inside for Bendewald. The ball knocked away and
great
taken.
Great defensive play by
yes, indeed, by the Blue Devils. Nice defense, and a foul is going to be called on Kennewick, a reach-in foul in the midcourt area. Foul is going to be whistled on Perry. That is her first and the team's third, Peter.
Talking to Coach Clark last night when they were thinking about how they were going to defend Riley Bendewald. It really was Corinne was going to get the call, and she's done a good job, which she needs to keep doing if we stay in foul trouble.
Three from the deep far corner, in and out for Bridget Boyd, and here comes Kennewick with an 11-2 lead. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Three near side by Weiberg is no good. Offensive rebound perhaps. No held ball going to be called as Billingsley ties up Bendewald. And Kennewick will retain possession by way of the possession arrow. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 3:26 left in the first quarter. Kennewick 11, Wahigh 2. Looping pass in for Bendewald from Perry. She lays the ball up and in, and that one was too easy.
It really was. She just sealed Corinne off like a senior that she is, and easy bucket.
Corinne far side. Fouled. Blocking foul going to be called on Kennewick. A nice job by Corinne Hayes going down that far side. And that is two personal fouls on Perry. That is four team fouls in the quarter on Kennewick. And Corinne Hayes back to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Kennewick. Isabella Serrano checks into the ball game. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws by Corinne Hayes good. It's a 13-4 ball game in favor of Kennewick. The Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Far side, Goodnight with a basketball. Gets it in the far corner. Here's a shot put up by Suss for three. It's off the back of the tin, no good. And the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes down the near side on the dribble. Pass inside, far baseline Boyd. Shot on the way, in and out of heartbreak, and the rebound off to Suss. Suss into the front court on the dribble for Kennewick. Has it stripped by Franklin. Recovered somehow, some way at the top of the key. Now it's up top to Goodnight.
Love the active hands here out of the zone. Molly Franklin really doing a good job putting pressure on their guards. Another tip and steal by Molly Franklin there. Lucy Billingsley up court.
And passes middle of the floor to Hayes. Nice bullet pass inside for Creason. Shot off the glass and off the iron. Fights for her own rebound, but it's taken by Suss of Kennewick. A tough break there for the Blue Devils. Good execution, but the finish not there. 2:11 and counting left in the first quarter. 13-4 in favor of Kennewick. Here is Bendewald inside. Land put up, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Boyd. Good defense down low by Corinne Hayes. Here is Boyd going all the way. She'll throw it up off the glass. That's it, good, and she is fouled.
There we go. There we go.
Hey. That foul is called on Weiberg. Heck of a play on her part, Peter.
Well, she's a tough kid. Look, you're not the granddaughter of Don and Fran Shuley of New Jersey without being tough. So, just another example of the Royal Iowa fan club across the nation, true Blue Devil Nation there.
The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bridget Boyd is good. It's now a 13-7 ball game in favor of Kennewick. And Bendewald is tied up down low by Hayes. Hayes goes down. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils.
I love how Corinne is playing. She's a tough kid. She's always active and physical, and that's what we're going to have to do. We just got to do it in the right way so we don't pick up cheap fouls.
A Zip Zone Conoco substitution moments ago. Micaiah Lawyer into the contest for Molly Franklin. And a nice job that time by Corinne Hayes to get the tie-up. Now, Bendewald slinged her to the ground, but... In the end, the Blue Devils win the battle by way of the alternating possession.
We're just letting her get too far down on the block too early in the clock. And once she gets the ball down there, she's gonna make something happen. We have to push her out, make her pass it back out to the perimeter so that our gals out there in the zone can go get it.
Timeout moments ago, a 30-second timeout by Kennewick. 1:49 left in the first quarter. The Blue Devils trailing by 6, 13-7. Kennewick, a 1-2-2 zone press broken by the Blue Devils. Here is Boyd, near side to Creason. Creason a dribble up top to Boyd. Three on the way by Bridget. Rattles home!
There we go. Really good ball movement by the Lady Devils there, and an excellent job breaking that press.
Bruce Reed 3, that means $10 to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And here's a knockaway near side by Boyd, but the ball retained by Kennewick. Shot on the way by Weiberg is no good from the free throw line. Micaiah Lawyer claims the rebound.
Really good gather there. Just a mature play by a freshman. Just indicative of these gals no longer being freshmen.
Hayes down the far side, lays it up, no, but she is fouled. And that foul is whistled on Serrano of Kennewick. And Corinne Hayes back to the stripe for two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws.
Well, the officials came over here to try to curry favor with us before the game started. I don't know why they thought that would work on you, Roy, but they're certainly active here so far today.
13-11 in favor of Kennewick. 13-12 in favor of Kennewick. Both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws good. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Corinne Hayes checks out of the ball game with a half dozen points. She is replaced by Gracie Pears. The Blue Devils, a 2-3 zone look and a nice comeback by the Blue Devils, who trailed earlier in the quarter 11-2. It's now 13-12 in favor of Kennewick. Now 15-12 as guess who imposes her will inside. What a first quarter for Bendewald. She has 12 points here in the first period. It's 15-12 Kennewick and a turnover by the Blue Devils. An errant pass taken by Goodnight and a reach-in foul is called on Micaiah Lawyer.
Yeah, Bendewald realizing that she had somebody with two fouls on her who wasn't going to play overly aggressively and just went right over the top of her for two.
Goodnight to the free throw line. Southpaw puts it up and in. 16-12 in favor of Kennewick. 37 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. A first quarter in which both teams have committed six personal fouls. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Goodnight is good. And Kennewick leads by 5, 17-12. Far side Lawyer with a basketball. Bounce pass inside for Pierce. Pierce gets loose inside, puts it up and missed it. And the rebound comes off to Creason. Her follow is not good. Lucy Billingsley will pass near side to Boyd. Three on the way by Bridget. Yes, ma'am! Another Bruce Reed three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 9 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. 17-15 Kennewick. Nearsighted is Weiberg with a basketball. He'll launch a long three near side. It's off the mark. Hit the front of the rim. Billingsley gets the rebound, and that'll do it for the first quarter. And after one, Kennewick 17, Wahigh 15, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Kennewick 17, Wahigh 15 after 8 minutes.
A little bit of an uneven first quarter, Roy. Got a tough start. Was not looking great there for a minute, but boy, they've really responded. Lucy Billingsley with the steal.
Stops far side, gets it to the free throw line to Pierce. Pierce into the lane. He has the ball stripped and the ball off to Kennewick. Blue Devils turn it over. Bendewald got the loose ball. Goodnight up top. Near side Weiberg. Three on the way by Weiberg. In and out of heartbreak and the rebound off to Billingsley.
I thought the switch into the zone was really effective by Coach Clark. It allowed us to deal with our foul trouble by bunching girls down in on Bundewald. Good perimeter defense as well.
And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Kennewick in possession, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Near side here is Goodnight. Gets it up top. Suss left open. Three on the way. Going to be short. Skidits off the rim. Rebound off to Bendewald. Bendewald knocks Hayes down in the lane. No foul called. And Bendewald, who scored 12 points in the first quarter, has two here in the second quarter. And Kennewick leads by four, 19-15.
Well, Corinne Hayes using some of her soccer background there to try to pick up a charge. It was a little light, but worth a shot.
If it had been the World Cup, they would have blown the whistle.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Gracie Pierce with a miss inside. Kennewick comes the other way. Here is a three ball near side by Serrano that is up and good. And that three-point goal gives Kennewick a seven-point lead, 22-15. Hayes, far side, Billingsley. Drives to the free throw line, far wing to Boyd. Three on the way. It's going to be short. Rebound off to Bendewald. Almost tied up by Boyd. And here comes Kennewick. Weiberg out of the backcourt. Far side it goes to Serrano. Back up top to Weiberg. Now it is Suss in possession. Far side to Goodnight. Goodnight near side to Weiberg on the wing. Weiberg, one dribble. Near corner it goes to Suss. High post to Bendewald. Near side to Suss. Gets Boyd off her feet. Drives by her. Cut off by Corinne Hayes. Pass inside. Off the hands of Bendewald. Taken by Lawyer. Pass in the front court for Billingsley. Had it knocked away by Weiberg. She recovers. Nice through. Two Lions to score! Holy Toledo! Like a knife through butter! Lucy Billingsley gives the Blue Devils their first field goal of this second quarter. It's now 22-17 in favor of Kennewick. A knockaway far side. The ball will stay with Kennewick, and we have multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions, Peter.
Just a great play by Lucy Billingsley. You know, she got there, she jump stopped, lost the ball a little bit, but gathered, took a deep breath, and split the defense for two.
Three substitutions for Kennewick, one for the Blue Devils. Shot put up out front end. Missed by Weiberg. Here is Lawyer, far side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley between the rings to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer on the dribble. Nice spin move. Bounce it far side to Pierce. Pierce in deep on the right-hand side. She is fouled.
I tell you what, Mac Lawyer just has presence that freshmen don't have. She did a really good job of finding Gracie Pierce, who picked up the foul.
Yeah, Gracie Pierce at the free throw line. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw would make Mr. Clean proud. Nothing but nylon on that first one. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Gracie Pierce. Also good. Well done by the freshman. 22-19 Kennewick. 5:07 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Weiberg, deep far corner for three, and that one is good. Weiberg, a three-pointer from the deep far corner. And it's 25-19 in favor of Kennewick. Lawyer with a pass in the front court that's knocked away and stolen by Bendewald. Gets it to Weiberg. Weiberg loses the basketball. It's taken by Lawyer. Pass in the front court for Pierce. Pierce down the far side. She lays it up and missed it. Offensive rebound, Franzen up top to Billingsley. A three on the way. It's good! Let me say it again. Holy Toledo! What a play that was in the open court, and a timeout called by Kennewick with 4:31 left in the second quarter. Kennewick 25, Wahai 22, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, Roy Eli, coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing by only three, 25-22 Kennewick. Here's the three near side, put up and missed by Davis. Offensive rebound taken by Kennewick, and a foul is going to be called. And that's on Corinne Hayes. They say she fouled Perry, Peter.
Corinne really not happy with that call. I don't blame her. That looked pretty clean to me.
First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Perry is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Bridget Boyd is back. She is in for Lucy Billingsley. Peter, talk if you would about that sequence just a few moments ago. Lucy Billingsley drilled a three-point field goal.
Yeah, I think that play was really made by Delilah Franson. It was a great job by the girls to press it up to Gracie Pierce. Gracie missed the little lay-in, but Delilah came flying in on the trail, got the board, kicked it back out to Lucy, wide open three. It was really just a great, active, smart hustle play by Delilah Franson.
A miss moments ago by Lawyer on a three-point attempt. It was rebounded by Perry of Kennewick. Lions possess the basketball, leading by five, 27-22. A three from the far side by Weiberg is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Franzen, and the ball will stay with Kennewick. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update, 3:44 left in the second quarter. Kennewick 27, Wahai 22. A pass goes through the hands of the Lions, taken by Bridget Boyd. She'll take it to the other end, miss the lay-in, and the rebound off to Weiberg.
Well, I think Bridget could have jump-stopped there and laid that in, just got a little bit going too hard to the rim there and off-balance missed it.
Perry far side, gets it in the far corner to Weiberg. Gets it in for Davis. And she gets it to Bendewald, and Bendewald, surprise, surprise, is fouled. And that's on Bridget Boyd, her first.
Roy, I don't really know where that foul came from. That seemed to me a bit of a phantom foul. I thought Corinne had a clean block there and had no idea that Bridget was even in the neighborhood.
A new addition to the Blue Devil roster, Fanny Phantom, ladies and gentlemen. Little did we know. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Suss is back in for Kennewick. She replaces Barry. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bendewald rattles home. She has 16 points in the game. And Kennewick leads by 7, 29-22. Lawyer with a basketball. Looked to bounce a pass at the high post off the foot of Weiberg. And we'll have a reset of the shot clock. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lawyer.
We'll get it in. There we go.
Does so to Franklin. Back to Lawyer. And in the far corner to Delilah Franzen. She will dribble to the high post and stop. Look to get it in for Hayes. The ball knocked away and stolen by Bendewald. They're going to call a hell ball and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Now it's the Kennewick partisans who are not happy.
I'm willing to live with that, Roy.
So am I.
Yeah, I figured.
The fact that they're upset confirms it was a darn good call.
Absolutely great play by Corinne to get her hands in there on the ball.
Ball in to Bridget Boyd. Short one in deep on the right-hand side is no good. Bendewald gets the rebound, wrestles it away from a couple of Blue Devils. An errant outlet pass, but it's recovered by Kennewick. Perry, far side, loops it in for Bendewald. A bad pass taken by Franklin. Outlet on the near side to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer, near side Boyd. Three on the way. Going to be short. Gets her own rebound away from two Lions, and she'll force a tie ball. She ties up Bendewald down in the low block, and the ball back to Kennewick.
Well, looks like we're going to wrestle around a little bit here in the second quarter. A few jump balls, but that just means that all these 10 ladies are playing hard, which means good basketball.
So what are we talking about, jump balls or two out of three falls?
Yeah, right. Let's hope there's no TKOs out here today.
Absolutely. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Lucy Billingsley has re-entered the Wahai lineup. She's in for Molly Franklin. Kennewick in possession of the basketball and a seven-point lead. Here's a knockaway by Corinne Hayes. Knocked it away at midcourt. Now they're going to call a reach-in foul on Hayes. She got a little too physical with Suss. An initial knockaway and then a foul.
Yeah, Corinne got her hand caught in a cookie jar, and based on her facial expression, she knew it.
Hit him again.
That's
harder.
Right.
Just kidding, folks.
But she's really leading the charge here on defense, and so her aggression is absolutely setting the tempo for the girls, so she needs to keep it up.
Perry loops it inside Vendewald. Land put up and no good, but a foul is going to be called on Boyd.
Not a bad foul there. She was right at the bucket, so just knocked her off balance enough to make sure that the shot didn't go down, although she's been pretty solid at the line so far today.
First free throw by Vendewald, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind, rattles in. 17 in the first half for Vendewald. A lot of those from the free throw line. There's
That'd
another.
Be eight from the free throw line there, Roy. I believe she's 8 of 10.
You are correct. And Kennewick up by 9, 31-22. High post, Corinne Hayes. Hayes will shoot it over Vendewald. It's off the back of the rim and the rebound off Suss.
It's a good look by Corinne. Didn't go down.
Here is Weiberg driving near side. Swing it to the far side to Perry. Perry driving far side, goes down, lost the ball out of bounds, and the ball to the Blue Devils.
Good no call by the officials there. They've actually done a pretty good job. I hate to admit it. they haven't gotten them all right, I wouldn't say, but they've let some things go and let these girls play, which is always better basketball.
Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with a vest. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Shot clock at 13. Billingsley far side. Up top, Boyd. Three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Makaya Lawyer. Up top to Billingsley. Billingsley drives near side. Drops it off inside, and the ball out of bounds to Kennelly.
Just got a little bit going too fast down the lane. Tried to make a pass that got deflected.
So Kennewick will inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline with 1:08 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils, a zone press, a 2-2-1 zone press, and a knockaway at midcourt by Bridget Boyd. Loose ball is taken by Boyd. She'll stop and pop just inside the free throw line, miss it. Lawyer gets the rebound inside and will throw it off of Perry and out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils.
Really good rebound by Micaiah Lawyer. She has put in some really good minutes here today.
And the Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley will bounce it in for Hayes. Heck of a bounce pass. Corinne can't score in the low block, and the rebound off to Suss. And now to Perry, and a reach-in foul or a timeout's going to be called. A timeout called by Kennewick. 47 8:10 remaining in the second quarter. 31-22 Kennewick, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. Long down court pass to Vendewald, closely guarded by Lawyer, cut off by Lawyer, has the ball knocked away, and now we're going to have a tie-up. Vendewald is tied up by Corinne Hayes, and the ball back to the Blue Devils, Peter.
That was such subtly good defense by Mac Lawyer. She tracked down Vendewald, and she just used her body, slid in front of her so she couldn't get to the bucket, disrupted her ball handling enough to get her hands on the ball and get that jump.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Vendewald checks out of the game. She is replaced by Serrano in the Kennewick lineup. High post. Here is Bridget Boyd. Boyd will drive. And the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Kennewick. The Blue Devils will retain, and a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Lions. Goodnight is in, and she replaces Perry. With 30 7/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 31-22 in favor of Kennewick. Inbounds pass inside for Branson,
great,
who scores. And there it is, my friends. The Davenport family going to be happy. That is your Fresh Nature Foods Out of Bounds play of the game.
So
and an outstanding
fresh.
One it was.
So fresh. Can't get any fresher than that, Roy.
And a steal by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley down the near side. Left-handed lay-in, left it short, and the rebound off to Suss. Far side to Goodnight. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Pass on the far side to Serrano. Serrano up top. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good for Goodnight. And the first half comes to an end. And here at the halftime, Kennewick 31, Wahai 24. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters at 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia, Peter Allen coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing at the Kennewick Lions here at the halftime break in an entertaining contest, 31-24. Halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for Kennewick, Goodnight with 2, Weiberg 3, Bendewald 18, Davis 1, Serrano 3, Perry with 4. Kennewick with 8 field goals in the first half, 2 from long distance. Kennewick 13 of 16 from the free throw line, and Kennewick was called for 6 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Gracie Pierce, 2 points. Lucy Billingsley, 5. Delilah Franzen, 2. Bridget Boyd, 9. Corinne Hayes, 6. The Blue Devils just 7 field goals in the first half, but 3 of those were from Bruce Reed territory, meaning $30 more for Big Blue Boosters. Thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, the Blue Devils, a respectable 7 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half, and the Blue Devils were called for 9 personal fouls. Peter?
Well, if you just looked at the scoreboard from the first Kennewick game to this game, it looks pretty much the same, although I feel like we've played better. I feel like we've played harder. It's great to have Bridget back on the court. I mean, she's definitely been a difference maker, especially with her 9 points in the first quarter. She communicates so well with her teammates. Corinne Hayes is really setting the tone on the energy and on the defensive end. We just got to find a way to stop the Riley Show. That's what it's been here today so far.
And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Kennewick 31, Wahia 24. The land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report will continue after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahia Gym, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. We're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside in the Wahia Gym. The Wahia Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions here at the halftime break by a score of 31-24. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you in earlier action this afternoon, the Wahia Girls C team lost a tough one to Kennewick, 21-17. Wahia Boys freshmen came up short against Kennewick by a scant margin, 2 points, 51-49. In the boys' junior varsity contest, much better news for the Wahia Blue Devils. Wahia winning the boys' JV contest over Kennewick, a final score of 57-40.
You know, I have loved watching these JV squads, both the girls and the boys. They are just a kick in the pants. And the good thing is there's talent down there, Roy. It's really, really a bright future for Wahia. We need some of these kids to hit a little bit of a growth spurt, maybe put on about 6 to 10 more inches across the board, and then we'll be in good shape. But they're having a tremendous amount of success here this year.
And I look across the way among the spectators in attendance, John and Vicky Carter. Their sons played with distinction here at Walla Walla High School. I think about Ryan Carter, an assistant girls coach now at Kamiokan High School. I also think of his younger brother, Jared, who was a star at Central Washington University up in Ellensburg. Also nice to see some family across the way, Bob and Varga Fox. Their son, Casey, if I'm not mistaken, working at Montana State University in Bozeman. And what a great time to be a Bobcat, the national champions of college football at that, if I'm not mistaken, 1AA classification. I always get my FCS's, FBS's mixed up, so I'm just going to say 1AA,
yeah,
just for the sake of my sanity.
When in doubt, go the old way that we can remember. That's what we got to do. Hopefully everybody understands. But, yeah, the Bobcats and the Montana State, they're super excited about that victory. Absolutely.
And it's also nice to see some former Blue Devils in attendance. I see Carissa Oliveris in attendance. Also nice to see Macy Eggert, who is currently attending the College of Idaho. And Macy certainly made her presence felt at Walla Walla High School as a multi-sport athlete.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want a poster child for a great kid, Macy Eggert is about as good as it gets. And she was a really... obviously running is her passion and what she is going to school for, but as a basketball player, you know, she really was the tip of the spear for this Blue Devil team for a lot of years. Active hands, always running, always hustling, just a great kid.
Let's remind you once again that the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up March 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The event will begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6, and a great, great dinner it is. Individual tickets still available for $50, or perhaps you would like a table sponsorship. What other ways can you support Wahai Athletics on this particular evening? Well, perhaps you should put in a bid or two or three on a silent auction item, maybe a live auction item. Maybe you'd like the opportunity to be sitting courtside where Peter Allen is right now and join yours truly for a Wahai broadcast. But I don't know, folks. At the moment, Mr. Allen has got a stranglehold on this position courtside.
Well, I'm certainly going to bid on that again. I'm having more fun than you can possibly imagine. And to my knowledge, there have been no FCC investigations undertaken at this point. So I think we're pretty solid here, Roy.
And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Our halftime score once again is Kennewick 31 and Wahai 24, and our third quarter this afternoon is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, as we trot out here to start the second half with the starting lineup, I think they look ready to go. If we can get away from the way we started the first quarter in the ticky-tack down low fouls, if we can just play solid defense, I think we're going to make a run at them, Roy.
And if we can prevent any further Bendewald bonanzas.
Yes.
Far side, Davis driving. Pass in the lane for Bendewald. Ball knocked away. She recovers far side. Gets it up top to Perry. Now it's between the rings to Suss on the near side. Now it's up top to Davis. Shot clock at 12. Bounce pass inside. It's knocked away by the Blue Devils and taken by the Blue Devils. Taken by Corinne Hayes. And then she has the ball taken away by Suss. Suss into the lane. Left-handed lay-in good.
Well, that was just too bad. Really nice play on defense by Corinne. They're starting to double Riley, which I think is a good adjustment by Coach Clark and will hopefully pay dividends.
A pass inside by Hayes, stolen by Bendewald. Blue Devils turn it over. And here's a bad pass by Davis, taken by Molly Franklin. Pass on the near side. Billingsley filling the lane in transition. Missed the lay-in. And a tie ball inside. Bendewald rips it away from two Blue Devils and the ball off to Davis. 33-24 in favor of Kennewick. We're 1 minute into the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage as Perry drives near side, lays it in. It will not count. She's called for traveling.
Well, if she wasn't called for traveling, I was hoping she might get picked up for the forearm shiver that she gave our defender there.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Weiberg re-enters the Kennewick lineup, and Kennewick in a 2-3 zone. Billingsley on the far side to Franklin. Free throw line extended. Get it up top to Boyd. Far side to Franklin. Back up top to Boyd. Near side to Billingsley. Up top to Franklin. Bounce pass to the high post. Knocked away by Kennewick and taken by Kennewick. Weiberg in possession. Far side to Suss. Back up top. Weiberg. Long three on the way. Short. Rebound off to Delilah Franzen. Franzen into the front court. Down the near side. Going to take it coast to coast. Have the ball stripped by Weiberg. Recovers. Up top, Billingsley for three. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound off to Perry. Perry into the front court for Kennewick. Drops it off for Suss. Suss on the far side to Weiberg. Free throw line extended. Right side. Now they swing it to the near side to Perry. Looping pass in for Bendewald. She is double teamed. Goes into the lane. Puts it up and
wow. I mean, that was just a heck of a play by a really good player. She got doubled down low on the block and still found a way to pivot in and make the bucket.
20 points in the game for Bendewald. It's 35-24 in favor of Kennewick. 5:45 and counting left in the third quarter. Boyd up top for Billingsley. The ball by Lucy and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils turn it over. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer re-enters. She is in for Molly Franklin.
I like that substitution. I think that Mac Lawyer really found a rhythm in the first half. And I think Coach Clark giving her some minutes is a good call. Plus, she brings a little bit of perimeter game to us. She's a good outside shooter. If they're gonna stay in this zone, we're either going to have to find a way to get it in a high post and poke holes in it, or we're going to have to shoot from the outside. And Mac Lawyer is a benefit to that outside endeavor.
A timeout called by the Blue Devils. 35-24. Kennewick is our score. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
5:40 left in the third quarter. Kennewick 35, Wahigh 24. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia along with Peter Allen. We welcome you back. We're coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A three near side by Perry is off the rim. Rebound off to Bridget Boyce. Skip pass far side to Corinne Hayes. In the far corner, Lucy Billingsley for three. In and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Perry.
Really good shot there, though. Good ball movement coming out of the transition.
Far side, Sparhawk drives along the baseline. No, she's not going to drive. She's called for traveling. Pack the bags, folks. She is traveling.
Yeah, I wonder if she had her passport with her there, Roy.
Yeah, I'd have to check that. Security, security. Here's a bounce pass kicked by Sparhawk. And the Blue Devils will keep the basketball. 5:04 left in the third quarter. 35-24 in favor of Kennewick. Lawyer near side to Billingsley. Back up top to Lawyer. Near side to Billingsley. Back to Lawyer. Far side to Boyd. Free throw line extended. Three on the way by Bridget. Going to be short and go out of bounds. Goes off the rim. Goes to the far side. And the ball back to Kennewick.
Yeah, a little bit of hesitation there from Mack Lawyer at the top of the key. Again, she's a young player. She's getting her bearings here at the varsity level. But we're going to have to move the ball around if we're going to beat that zone.
Here is Perry into the lane. Almost stripped. She's going to be called for traveling again. Some good active hands by the Blue Devils, perhaps forcing Perry into a walk.
Yeah, I think the zone is causing them problems. They just are not as fluid as they were in the first half. So good decision by Coach Clark to go this route.
As a person who has walked every day for 2.5 years or so, every day the last 2.5 years, I appreciate Perry being called for the walk. I don't know if she's up to 20,000 steps or not, but I certainly am. Here's a three by Boyd in the near corner that's up and good. A Bruce Reed three for Bridget Boyd. She has a dozen points in the game, her first score of any kind since the first quarter, and that Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Here is Weiberg near baseline. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound off to Lawyer. Outlets it near side to Boyd. Boyd down the near side. Throws it near side to Billingsley. Gets it up top. Lawyer, a three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. And going over the back on the rebound, going over the back of Perry, is Delilah Franzen. And Delilah called for the foul.
Yeah, Delilah knew. She couldn't resist going for that board, which is part of what makes her great. But she just got up over the back of the opponent.
I still love watching her.
Oh, she's amazing. She's so athletic, and she just flies around the court. It's so fun to watch. I can hardly stand it.
And a great kid.
Yes.
Well, they're all great kids, for heaven's sake. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce, has checked in for Delilah Franzen. She picked up her third personal foul just moments ago, and that was the first foul of this second half. Here, Edward Jones, Lawson Knight, scoreboard update, Kennewick 35, Wahigh 27. Bendewald forces one up inside and missed it. Offensive rebound deflected to near side to Spearhawk. Now it is Suss between the rings, near side to Sparhawk. In the rings to Perry. Perry is going to be hacked and fouled near side by Lucy Billingsley. .316 left in the third quarter, 35-27 in favor of Kennewick. Weiberg on the dribble near the midcourt area. High post, Bendewald. In the far corner, Sparhawk. Spots up for a three over Pierce. Air ball. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, they say, by the Blue Devils, and the ball will stay with Kennewick.
Well, I think they just easily could have called that over a back on Kennewick with Bridget Boyd, but that was not the decision that was made, and we'll have to file a complaint with the league office on that.
I'm with you. Here's a pass inside, an errant pass. Saved and bounced by Pierce to Billingsley. And Billingsley is going to be blocked and fouled by Suss of the Kennewick Lions. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. 35-27 Kennewick, 2:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Blue Devils with a basketball. High post, Corinne Hayes. Nice, yes. Look inside that. Gracie that. Pierce, who scores!
That is what we're going to have to do more of, Roy. It was a great job.
A fine pass and a fine finish. The Blue Devils to within 6, 35-29. Here is Bendewall from the far baseline. Air ball, rebound off to Bridget Boyd. Boyd front court, drops it off for Hayes. Corinne Hayes, far side to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley, guarded by Suss, spin move, gets it up top to Corinne Hayes. Shot clock at 14. Between the rings, Micaiah Lawyer.
Good reset.
Near side, Bridget Boyd. Against the 2-3 Kennewick zone. Bounce pass far side to Billingsley. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Near side, Lawyer for three.
Yes! That was excellent.
Holy Toledo!
What a great job by the girls to break that zone down in the last part of the clock for a great shot by Mack Lawyer.
Indeed, without question. And here is a foul at the other end. A shot inside by Perry. She is knocked to the deck and fouled by Corinne Hayes. Just a few moments ago, a case prosecuted by Micaiah Lawyer. And the sentence has just been handed down for the opposition. Death by three-pointer.
That's right.
Love it. And I love this, too. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Perry. In and out. 1:46 left in the third. Perry. The Blue Devils very much alive, Peter.
Yeah, Perry, an 81% free throw shooter. And nice to see her maybe not make all her free throws.
She splits the pair of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. And Kennewick up by 4, 36-32. High post, Corinne Hayes. Near side, Bridget Boyd spots up for a three. In and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Bendewald.
I don't know how that doesn't go in. Oh. That was 95% down and somehow came back out.
It rattled in and out, hung on the rim, and refused to fall. Three from the near side by Weiberg is no good. And here come the Blue Devils. Buildings from the near side to Lawyer. Spots up for a three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Suss of Kennewick. 108 and counting left in the third quarter, 36-32 in favor of Kennewick. Sparhawk gets it on the baseline to Bendewald. Back on the far side, Sparhawk between the rings to Perry. Perry to the free throw line. Sparhawk, Suss. Now on the near side it goes. Three on the way by Weiberg, going to be short. Offensive rebound, though, is claimed by Kennewick. Laying the ball up and in is Suss.
Well, we just didn't box out there on defense, and as a result, they got an easy offensive board and bucket.
38-32, Kennewick. Billingsley far side for three. That's good!
You know, I watched Lucy in warm-ups in the second half in last night's game, and she hit 8 straight threes from the corner. So we just need to get her hot, and that might have done it.
A Bruce Reed three, $10 more for the Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Shot from the far side by Suss off the side of the backboard. But there for the offensive rebound and putback is Bendewald. Near side, a three on the way by Boyd, going to be short. And a rebound inside by Suss.
And a foul was called there somehow.
And the official's going to talk about it, I believe, or is it just the end of the third quarter? No. Looks like there will be a foul called. It's called on the Blue Devils. It is called on Gracie Pierce.
Well, apparently the official thought he needed to do something there. Just a completely ridiculous call there, in my opinion.
End of the third quarter, Kennewick 40, Wahai 35, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, we've narrowed the gap here to 5 points, so good third quarter for the Lady Blue Devils. I think they've kind of found a rhythm a little bit, and they've done a good job. I mean, you're not going to stop Riley, but they've done a good job at putting pressure on her, doubling her down, utilizing that zone to really make it tough on her.
We begin the fourth and final period of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And a knock away on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. The Blue Devils will retain possession of the basketball, trailing 40-35. Makaya Lawyer on the dribble. Kennewick in the zone. Near side, Bridget Boyd. Boyd inside for Pierce, and the ball taken by Kennewick. Errant pass taken by Wyberg.
Yeah, we forced that a little bit. We don't want to get impatient here.
And an unforced error on the part of Kennewick. A pass on the near baseline through the hands of Wyberg and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils get the basketball back. Kennewick with 12 field goals through three quarters. Two from long distance. Blue Devils with 11 field goals. Six. Bruce Reed threes, and there is Gracie Pierce down in the low block, muscling the ball up and in, and she is fouled. Holy Toledo, what a play by the freshman, Peter.
She did a great job. The pass was solid. It was just a little low, so she had to go down to get it and then got her hands up, took the contact, and made a great shot to get that and one.
A Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is short. The rebound taken by Suss. Blue Devils to within three, and again, very much alive with 7:13 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 40-37 in favor of Kennewick. Wyberg far side for three. That one's good. Nice stroke on the part of Wyberg, and it's a six-point spread. 43-37 in favor of Kennewick. Billingsley with a basketball. High post to Pierce. Far side, Lawyer. Lawyer. An offensive foul going to be called. An illegal screen going to be called on the far side on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Corinne Hayes.
Well,
that is her fourth.
Is four on Corinne, which is not good. She is key to our interior defense, if not also running us out of the high post. So expensive foul there.
That's the fourth on Corinne Hayes. Kennewick in possession, a runner far side, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. As Perry went to the deck, fouled by Gracie Pierce, and that's her fourth personal foul.
They're starting to add up, Roy, which is really, really tough, but a testament, honestly, to Riley Benden-Walden, what a problem she is.
First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Perry, and this is astonishing. The Blue Devils, 15 fouls. Kennewick, 7.
Yeah.
And a pass unexpected near side. Blue Devils turn it over. Here is Bendewald. Goes into the lane. Near side, Wyberg spots up for a 3. It's off the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Gracie Pierce. 44-37, Kennewick. 6:19 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Boyd near side goes into the lane, through two Lions, missed the lay-in, gets it back, puts it back, no good. Rebound deflected far side by Franzen and taken by Kennewick, taken by Sparhawk.
Good here. Job by Bridget to split the defense there to get a look, and it just did not go down.
Kennewick in possession, leading 44-37. Bendewall gets it in the near corner. Open for three is Weiberg, and she knocks it down.
Well, a great job by Riley Bendewall to take it down, have the defense collapse on her, find the open man for a three.
And just like that, Kennewick up 47-37. 5:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, here is Lucy Billingsley. Between the rings to Lawyer, near side to Pierce. Gracie Pierce looking, pass inside, stolen it by Sparhawk. Sparhawk to the other end against Pierce, lays it up, no, but they're going to call a foul on Gracie Pierce, who is in disbelief.
Well, Sparhawk just was smart and initiated the contact and drew the foul, because I feel like the officials were just waiting to call that foul.
And Gracie Pierce has just become a spectator. That is three fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Sparhawk to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is good. Kennewick leads 48-37 with 5:23 left in the fourth quarter. Coming up, the 22nd free throw attempt for Kennewick in this game, and she banks it in.
Not bad for a 20% free throw shooter to make those, both of those. Just not going our way from the line tonight.
Kennewick now 17 for 22 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils, 7 of 9. Lawyer, bullet pass inside for Boyd. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound off to Franzen. Near side, Billingsley. Billingsley will drive. Goes just inside the free throw line. Far side for Lawyer. Lawyer will dribble between the rings. Launch a long three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Franzen in the lane. Near side, Lawyer spots up for another three, and that one is good!
Well, Delilah Franzen on the offensive glass made that play happen.
With some great, great hustle. Shot from the far side by Perry is no good. Rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes gets away from Perry. Hands the ball off to Bridget Boyd. 49-40 Kennewick. 4.5 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side, here is Franzen up top. Hayes spots up for a three. It's a rounded off, no good. And the rebound off to Suss. Suss brings it the other way for Kennewick on the near side to Perry. One dribble. Gets it up top. Sparhawk loops it inside for Suss. Suss is going to be tied up, and a held ball is going to be called. A nice job by Makaya Lawyer tying up the Kennewick Lions inside. Kennewick will keep it, though, on the alternating possession. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin into the ballgame for a hustling Makaya Lawyer.
Boy, we're seeing her grow up before our very eyes here today, Roy. Just some really good minutes from her. She is running the point. She's doing stuff that freshmen don't often have the wherewithal to do. She's doing a great job. Just doing a great job.
And I loved it earlier this year when she told me, guess what? You've got me for three more years. That's what I'm thinking about when I think about all of these freshmen.
And what a class it is. They're going to be fun for a long time.
Bounce pass inside by Corinne Hayes looking for Bridget Boyd. The ball out of bounds. And the ball turned over by the Blue Devils. We have a timeout called. A timeout called by Kennewick with exactly 4 minutes remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Kennewick 49, Wahigh 40. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with exactly 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Kennewick 49, Wahigh 40. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277.
It's gut check time here, Roy. Last 4 minutes of the game. It's a 9-point game. We have to make some plays now. Can't let them get open on threes. We got to stop Riley. We got to keep collapsing on her when she gets the ball down low. Hopefully pick up a couple turnovers as we press them here.
Kennewick in possession of the basketball. Near side, Sparhawk up top. Now it's on the far side, Weiberg. Far corner to Perry. Perry will drop it inside for Bendewald. Around Hayes, goes into the lane, puts it up off the glass and off the iron. No good. And the rebound off to Delilah Franson. A key stop for the Blue Devils. As we approach the 3.5 minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter, and Sparhawk bumps and fouls Lucy Billingsley as she drove just inside the free throw line.
I'll take it. We need to get to the rack any way we can, and if we can rack up some fouls here and go to the line, that would not hurt my feelings.
Ball in for Franzen, near corner to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, spin move. Almost tied up by Sparhawk. Gets it to the free throw line, and we're going to have a double dribble call. And the ball back to Kennewick. 49-40 Kennewick with 3:27 left in the fourth quarter.
Coach Clark was really not happy by that last play. I think it was probably the fact that Lucy found herself giving a piggyback ride to a Kennewick player without a whistle.
A near knockaway, a near steal by the Blue Devils out front, but Kennewick, a very animated coach Darren Sato, gets a timeout, a full timeout called by Kennewick with 3:16 left in the final period. Kennewick 49, Wahai 40, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. We're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Kennewick Lions by a score of 49-40. 3 minutes and 16 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. And Kennewick will inbound the basketball to resume play. The ball into Perry. Perry left alone near side for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. The rebound is knocked out of bounds. No, it's saved inbounds by Sparhawk. Then saved inbounds by the Blue Devils. And after a deflection, the ball taken by Corinne Hayes. And who was responsible for the hustle? Delilah Franzen.
Yet again, just classic Delilah.
Pass in the lane for Hayes. Knocked away. It's taken by Kennewick. Here comes Weiberg. Another critical turnover for the Blue Devils, and the ball taken right back by Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the front court, down the far side, takes it coast to coast, lays it up and in, and she is fouled by Bendewald! Holy Toledo! Bridget Boyd, pillar to post, coast to coast!
Well, that's what I call responding to your coach in the huddle. Looking down the bench on that timeout to Coach Clark, who's very, very animated, really employing his girls to get after it and be aggressive. Bridget Boyd just tracked down that Kennewick player and took it, and then took it all the way back up for a bucket in traffic. Just a great play by Bridget Boyd.
Three-point play completed with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. 49-43 Kennewick. 2.5 minutes to go. A turnover. Blue Devils in possession. Here is a pass in the front court to Lucy Billingsley. The ball knocked away by Sparhawk and out of bounds. And it will be Blue Devil basketball with 2:24 to go. A two-possession game. 49-43 in favor of Kennewick.
Lucy Billingsley has had her nose in every play today. I imagine when she gets home and looks at her arms and legs, she's going to see some black and blue. Just all hustle today from Lucy, like all days.
Far side Franklin. Here's a shot on the way. It's too strong, and the rebound off to Suss. Off the pass from Lucy Billingsley. Here comes Kennewick. Far side Sparhawk up top. Look out. Weiberg for three. Missed it badly. Nothing but glass, but there for the offensive rebound is Perry. Her putback is off the back of the rim, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Kennewick, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 1:56 remaining in the fourth.
Again, I think it's all about how bad that these girls want it. They've responded to that. They clearly want this game. This is a big game. They know how important it is to beat this Kennewick team, and they are not giving up.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer into the ballgame. She is in for Molly Franklin. Lucy Billingsley on the dribble against Sparhawk. Angles far side. Pass on the far side to Boyd. Boyd will drive along the baseline. Pass in the lane. Stolen by Kennewick. A sloppy pass. Perry going to take it coast to coast. Blows the lay-in. Rebound off to Franzen. And a silly foul on Sparhawk. And that'll stop the clock with 1:33 to go, Peter.
Another example of Lucy Billingsley getting her hands in the mix, causing the Kennewick player to fumble the ball. Again, turning them over, which is what we're going to have to do in this last minute and a half.
That is four personal fouls on Sparhawk, the fourth in the quarter on Kennewick. Billingsley with the basketball. High post to Hayes. Hayes, far side Lawyer. Lawyer on the dribble. Has the ball knocked away, recovers it. Pass to Boyd. Boyd drives down the far side. Left-handed lay-in, no good. And the rebound comes off to no one. And over the back foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Delilah Franson. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. A full timeout. Scoreboard showing Kennewick 49, Wahai 43, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen, Roy Elia. We are coming to you for Coleman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing at 49-43, and time is of the essence, Peter.
Well, Roy, it seems as though whenever you and I get together to hang out, a really good basketball game comes to pass. And this is no slouch in and of itself. This is what they pay to pay tickets for. So here we go.
Blue Devils picked up in the backcourt. Now they drop back defensively as Bendewald crosses the midcourt line on the dribble, gets it up top to Suss on the far side to Perry. Now it is Bendewald, near side to Wyburn. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Now it's between the rings to Perry, near side to Suss. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bendewald between the rings, near side Wyburn. One dribble, gets it up top. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Davis on the far side. Bendewald gets around Hayes. Blocked from behind. Shot clock violation.
Great defense by our Blue Devils.
Oh, that was amazing. Molly Franklin, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Now she checks out of the ballgame. Is replaced by Makaya Lawyer. Shayla Creason back for the Blue Devils for Delilah Franson. There was also one Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Kennewick as the Blue Devils come the other way. And
Coach Clark going a little bit offense, defense here, trying to get some more shooting on the floor.
Ball is knocked away into the backcourt. Blue Devils don't have a lot of time to run an offense. Here is Billingsley. She'll put up a runner near side, missed it. And we're going to have an over-the-back foul on Corinne Hayes. And I think Corinne has just become a spectator.
Yeah. Just took a little bit too much time to get the offense going. Only 22 seconds left. Going to have to foul here to try to get the ball back. But in its exciting, exciting game.
22 and 9-10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 49-43 Kennewick. And the Lions with an opportunity here in mere moments to make it a three-possession game. Blue Devils out of the timeout. Going to send Delilah Franzen back in for Corinne Hayes.
Well, Corinne Hayes just had a great game today. She really was the spark plug on defense. Made some great plays from the high post. Just whistling them all for fouls here today.
Free throw by Perry, up and good. A three-possession game, 50-43 in favor of Kennewick, with 22 and 9-10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is in and out. And here comes Delilah Franzen out of the backcourt. Near side Creason. Three on the way by Shayla as an air ball. Will go out of bounds. It is off of the Blue Devils and the ball back to Kennewick. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Davis back into the game. She replaces Sparhawk.
Just running out of time here. I think if we could have the fifth quarter, I think that we got a chance, but just too much today.
Baseball pass into the front court to Perry. Perry on the far side to Weiberg. Far corner Perry. 6 seconds, five, and the Blue Devils not going to foul. This ball game is over. Final score, Kennewick 50, Wahigh 43. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction postgame show after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Go with Corinne, but if you're looking for something different, that's where I'd go.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls defeated on this Saturday afternoon by the Kennewick Lions, a final count of 50-43. And we now welcome you to our postgame show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Wahigh Blue Devils losing 50-43, and we begin our Chevelle Construction postgame show with a recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And Peter Allen, you've got somebody in mind who's well-deserving.
Yeah, I thought Micaiah Lawyer really was something special today. I mean, you know, Bridget Boyd was classic Bridget, and Corinne Hayes was great. But I thought that Mac Lawyer really came off the bench and gave us a spark. She ran the point well. She hit a couple of big threes and just did a great job for us today.
So for her efforts in this contest, we recognize Micaiah Lawyer as our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. We continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show on the girls' side with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring for the Kennewick Lions, Goodnight with 2, Weiberg 9, Bendewald 22, Davis with 1, Serrano 3, Perry 7, Sparhawk with two. Suss with four. Kennewick with 14 field goals in the game. Four from outside the arc. Kennewick 18 of 24 from the free throw line. And by our count, Kennewick was called for 10 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Micaiah Lawyer with six. Gracie Pierce, six. Lucy Billingsley, eight. Delilah Franson at two. Bridget Boyd, a team-high 15. Corinne Hayes with six. The Blue Devils with 14 field goals in the game. Seven from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, 73% from the free throw line, 8 of 11. And by our count, the Blue Devils called for 18 personal fouls in this contest. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to wrap up our Chevelle Construction postgame show on the girls' side. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. In our final score, the Kennewick Lions, 50. The Wahai Blue Devil Girls, 43. We will begin our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side after we take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.